welcome to the Lighten Up Podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I'm Lauren Polly, and I'm delighted you've chosen to join me today for episode 127, The Harvest, Bringing Home the Fruits of Your Labors. Today we're going to talk about planting seeds of possibilities, and not just planting them, but actually nourishing them and allowing them to grow so big, so sustainable, that they actually start bearing fruit for you and for the world. I think we've all kind of heard the conversations of planting seeds of possibility. If you can think about your life as a garden where you are going around and constantly planting seeds of varieties in relationships and business and creation, it's kind of fascinating. We kind of get that concept of, oh, I can have a conversation with this person. That's the beginning of a connection. That's a seed that's planted. Or here I am in this relationship over here. I'm planting seeds. I'm starting to engage more with it. But we do this weird thing where after we plant the seeds, sometimes we don't actually take the action step and also the energetic step of being able to nourish those seeds. Sometimes they start to sprout and grow and we get distracted and bounce away. We forget about them and we leave them to just wither up and die. Or we plant a seed in our little garden of life and then kind of get a bit angry at the seed of like, why aren't you growing now? Or why aren't you growing the way I want you to grow? There are times where actually we plant the seed, it starts to grow and grow and get bigger and bigger, and then we stop it because the bigness of that tree, the bigness of the creation, the expansiveness of that possibility can sometimes seem a little bit overwhelming and quite confronting if the things that you are creating in your life may kind of surpass, outgrow, or outcreate where you thought maybe they would. Sometimes we go into weird things where we don't know if we can receive all of that. So what we do is we stunt the growth of that tree. Of course, it is fall here in the U.S., so I'm kind of in the autumnal spirit right now. There is the actual harvest going on where the farmers have been, of course, planting seeds and, you know, tilling the soil, planting the seeds, nourishing them, allowing them to grow. And now is the time that those seedlings have grown to the point that they're bearing fruit. They're bearing a harvest that the farmers can then go and collect and bring home to feed themselves, feed their family, and also feed the world. So I wanted to take that concept and really start to play with engaging with these seeds of possibility. And everywhere that you're currently in the growth cycle, you may be someone who's just been kind of musing or daydreaming about a seed of possibility, about getting your voice out in the world, about writing a book, about starting a business, about having a big career change or starting a relationship in a personal way. If you didn't listen to the episode I did about two podcast episodes ago, Bringing Fantasies into Realities, I highly suggest you go back and listen to that one. It talks a lot about the musings and the daydreaming, the fantasy, actually being your knowing of a possibility. And what I would like to kind of bring into this episode, how much of your playing in that wondering and fantasy realm is actually you energetically planting the seeds of that possibility to grow. Now, the trick is to bring it from fantasy into starting to actually being able to plant it into the garden of your life is to acknowledge it, that it's not just a daydream, it's a possibility that's come to play with you. It's something you're aware of. And also acknowledge the fact that that is a possibility you would actually like to have in your life. You know, so often we go out into creation mode and we keep everything in that fantasy realm or in that daydream state where it's it just doesn't have a crossover into actually, no, I want that into my life. I want to actually have it and enjoy it. So I would say kind of start with those questions wherever you're having it in your daydreamy state. What's it going to take to actually take that energy, take that awareness, and plant that seed of possibility into actualized form so that it can actually start to take root, to actually grow, and to be something that's just not out in the ethers, but actually part of your living for you to enjoy. Beginning steps are super easy. I'd say the biggest thing people get stuck in with that is trying to go to the how, trying to go into the when. Like I said, you plant those seeds and then you kind of like stare at it for a while and get a bit angry that it's not coming and growing as quickly as you'd like it to. We also sometimes get a little bit mind spinny with the how. Well, how is that going to come? Well, how is that going to come? It's much more about breaking it down into first steps and also making space with the energy so that your garden of living actually has fertile soil for those to go. So taking those daydreams out of daydream world and actually planting it into your life so it can grow and be enjoyed, and just like those farmers, actually allow it to bear a crop that you can then take home, what's required to do that? And there is a magic combination between energy and action for actually allowing you to have a ripe and very bountiful and abundant harvest. Being able to first and foremost create the energy and the space and the room is basically tilling the soil so that it is nutrient rich. There is space to grow. You're not taking a seedling and planting it right on top of another one where they're going to overcrowd each other. A lot of times we ask for things different and for change in our life, but we don't actually create the space for that change to actually grow. We don't create the space for our business to grow. We don't create the space for our relationships to grow. Everything else is kind of overcrowding it. Allowing yourself, even now, just softening a bit, relaxing the space of yourself, of your body. Energetically expand your space, get bigger, way bigger. And can you allow your life to actually expand that way as well? And all those seedlings that you'd love to plant, all the things you've been daydreaming about, and all the things you may have already planted, the connections that you've made, the resumes that you sent out, the interviews that you've been on, the workshop that you have playing in your space that you're just starting to get onto paper, the book idea that you're drafting out right now, the personal relationships that you may have been building and left, all of those seedlings that you already planted, can you actually expand the space around those as well? Room to grow. And what energy is required to actually allow them to be nourished? Just like those seedlings in the field require rain and sun and nutrients and care, you know, someone coming by and kind of cropping off the dead ones to be able to let the new growth come through. What really is required right now? And if you start looking at the creations in your life that way, you know, yes, it can sound a bit airy-fairy to compare them to crops, I get it, but there's a lot of lessons there. What's required to add to those creative seeds to let them grow? What attention, what care, what energy is required, what action is? And sometimes a pruning is required. If they've been growing and kind of wilting away, unnourished, or perhaps there's something that is just, maybe just you've outgrown it in your field, maybe going and actually pruning it a little bit, cutting off the dead space. Allowing the things that aren't serving you anymore, or serving your relationships or your creations, to just fall away. Cut them off. It actually, again, allows more space for those new seedlings to grow and for the strength of the seedlings already existing to have room to grow into. You can just tap into the energy here. And again, today's episode is a bit more about the energetics paired with action. What is required for you to be in your own space to actually let those dreams come to fruition? Let those seedlings actually come and grow and grow and grow. If it wasn't about the how, it was just about the first action steps. If it was just about the energy that you could be in your own life and making some breathing room. And if it was more about looking at perhaps what was keeping your tree, your crops, from growing to the abundant nature they desire, what would you be aware of? Where are you stopping yourself and stopping the growth? Like we said at the beginning, there is this thing where, yes, we kind of fantasize and don't plant the seed, or we plant it and allow it to grow and then kind of forget about it and it dies a little. There's also this thing, too, where these seedlings start to grow into massive, massive trees, and they want to yield crops. They want a gift to you. They are abundant in nature. It may be a huge life change that really maybe outcreating what you had as an initial inception when you planted that seed. Are you willing to allow those trees to actually grow unencumbered by you? What have you been more committed to up until this point than letting the true change of your life occur? And that may look a very, very, very different ways. It may be a business that goes way big. It may be a creative project that actually starts to not only have its own fruit, but actually drop more seedlings where more revenue streams from that one tree start to build and start to go and take root. It may be a relationship that you've been building where that person just adores and cares for you way more than you thought was possible. Are you actually allowing yourself the energetic breath and zone and bandwidth to allow all of that in? Energetically now, if you can just tickle awake all of the seedlings that you're aware of, tickle awake all of the seedlings that you've planted. Perhaps allowing the dead ones that have been wilting on the vine just to fall away. Their time has come and gone. And now can you add in more space, expand, get bigger, get bigger, get bigger, more room for those seedlings to grow. And actually letting them know, you know, I have space for you. I'm willing to have you. I will create more space for you. That business requires more time. Okay, I'll make the space. Wow, not two clients signed up with me, but 10 did. You know what? I'll make space. Wow, that relationship that I thought was such a casual thing, that's growing into something bigger. I can make space for that. What have you been contracting around and in the process suffocating its growth that you can now expand and open up and allow yourself to pull all the energy in that's required to allow those seedlings to grow? All of the awareness of the action, all of the connections to be made, all of the people who are just dying to come and play with you and help you create those things. Just give them a tug in. Hello, hello, hello. In this episode, this way of working is first and foremost about the energy that you be and really getting aware of this concept and beyond a concept, just the way the universe works of your life as a garden, your life where you plant seeds. You are the gardener of that, the steward of it. You are the one nourishing and watching them grow and taking action to allow them to grow and creating space for them too. It is both an action and an energy that comes together to create that. One without the other will yield results, but nothing compared to the potent combination of creating the space, of pulling in the energy, and taking action on what you're aware of to allow those things to not be in the ethers, but actually grow into abundant creations in your living, so that you actually get to enjoy the life, the bigger life that you actually desire, that may be way beyond your initial inception seeds from the get-go. If you are hungry for more on this conversation, I have an entire hour-long call on this next week, October 15th, called Energy Pull, The Harvest. We're going to chit-chat just a little bit deeper about the things that may be standing in your way of letting these things grow. And then the majority of that hour is going to be an energy exercise, which we're just now kind of tapping into, creating space in your own field, in your own zone to let the seedlings grow, to pull in the energies that actually nourish those seeds, and to pull in all of the elements of your living that can help those seeds become a possibility that you actually get to enjoy. This is a very potent way to work. That energy exercise and pull combined with action steps and clearing all the weird stuff that's standing in your way is an unstoppable force and an easeful way to dance with creation. If that is calling you, just look down below in the show write-up. The link to the class for more information is right there. It's just $25. I made it very accessible. I want to get a big group so we can pull more energy together and actually contribute that way. Please listen to this episode again. You will get more of that energetic hit. And just know that creating more space in your own garden, space around yourself, space around these seedlings, and then nourishing it with action, nourishing it with energy, and getting out of its way so it can actually be as big and as abundant as it desires, will allow those possibilities to come to play with you in a way that may utterly delight and surprise you. Enjoy playing with this. As always, let me know how it goes. Check out the class. Come play next week if it's light for you. And as always, I will chat with you next Tuesday.